Episode 681, The Art of Gratitude.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. Are you ready to let your light shine this morning, today, throughout your entire day? If it's midday, guess what? You got to still let your light shine. Get up, get moving, get kicking and grooving, because God is on your side. He's got you every step of the way. Today, we're talking about the art of gratitude, and God has a lot of gratitude for you. And I hope today you will learn something and take this into maybe your family holidays coming up here, especially in the U.S. We are celebrating Thanksgiving here in a few days, and things can get really stressful. So a lot of us need to be putting this into practice, the art of gratitude. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions, well, to keep your life simpler. You got to find the simple in every day. It's time to get it on. It really is the art of gratitude. Have you said to anyone yet today, thank you? And not just because they held the door open for you. Not that that's not important. It really is. You need to say thank you. We appreciate chivalry and all of that. But have you gone beyond that? Thank you for making my lunch. Thank you for your amazing smile. Thank you for supporting me. Have you thanked anyone today? The art of gratitude has been around for centuries. And you know what? That makes me feel really young right now saying it that way. Puts a big smile on my face. Makes you feel young too, doesn't it? Gratitude has a history across many religions. It was really interesting going into some of the research. And the psychology of gratitude really hasn't been studied much until recently, like around the 2000s. It was something that was just pushed off in the back burner. Mostly because psychology, focused on distress, the negative, what wasn't working right in our mind. Why would we think the way we would think going down the negative pathways with negative results? They knew positive was out there, but why should we have to figure out the positive, right? But then we began to realize that, oh, maybe we can generate some of this happy in our life, the positive within our own self, and figure out what we can do to make our day even better. And so the studies have gone a little bit further, the research. So what does that really mean for you? Well, research is showing that when you have gratitude, you're a happier person. And you want to be a happier person. We all want to smile more. Your emotional state is more stable. Therefore, your mindset is healthier. We are all wanting a healthier mindset. It's easy for us, to get trapped in the pity, the oh, woe's me. And we've all been there at some point in our life. Maybe you're having those moments right now. That little moment of, oh my gosh, Christiane, you haven't seen my to-do list. I've got still the turkey. I haven't even bought the turkey. And I'm the one cooking the turkey. This is only my second time cooking for the entire family. And if you only knew, okay, already my stress is boiling thinking and listening to your story. But we've got to keep our mindset, healthier. And so research has begun in this arena, in this area, when it comes to positive psychology. Where does it go? And that leads to what? Gratitude. Dr. Rick Hansen of Hardwiring Happiness, he says this, studies show that cultivating them, meaning gratitude and gladness, has lasting and important benefits, including lifting your mood, increasing satisfaction with life, and building resilience. All of what sounds really good to me. How about you? Don't you want to lift your mood on a daily basis? Wouldn't it be awesome to know that your Monday mornings do not have to be a Monday morning? Seriously, when you get up those days and you're just like, gosh, it's a Monday on a Tuesday, it's a Monday on a Wednesday, it's a Monday on a Thursday. Excuses. Lift your mood. Increasing satisfaction with your life. How many times are you still looking for the next best thing? I just don't feel like I've accomplished enough. I'm not the best mom. I'm trying, but I don't know. There's something more out there. I'm missing it. I know it's that satisfaction. You're wanting more out of life. And then building resilience. When you get pushed down, do you get right back up or do you kind of wallow in your sorrow for a little bit? How long are you down? And then you maybe get back up. Or do you just take a different path and avoid that one altogether? So the research is very important for us to begin to, you know, unravel some of the mysteries behind the art of gratitude. You see, gratitude is a quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. It's a no strings attached policy here on gratitude. Who have you said thank you to this morning? Or did you ask somebody to do something in return for something else? That's more of an obligation. Gratitude doesn't involve obligation. It doesn't involve strings being attached. It's kindness because you can. William Arthur Ward says this, and listen to this carefully because it is poignant how he puts all of these words together, and I think it will hit you in a very special way. Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. The art of gratitude. How does it fit into your life? Do you use it more out of obligation for others because you can? I'll give because they gave, or I'll give it with the expectation that they'll give back. That's not gratitude. God didn't give to us with the expectation that we would give back. That's his hope. That's his prayer. But he gave his one and only precious son for us, not knowing if he would ever get us in return. The art of gratitude. How can you use the art of gratitude to elevate your life? Remember a few weeks back or so, maybe it hasn't even been a few weeks, it seems like forever ago, we talked about what? Fuel your day. Fill up, elevate life. How can you elevate life with the art of gratitude? Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to utilize the art of gratitude in your life. Most of us aren't doing it. We're only doing a little part of it. We got to utilize the whole art of gratitude. So let's break it down. Number one, be grateful for what happens on a daily basis. What comes naturally all the time? Let me give you a great example. What comes up in the morning? What goes down at night? The sunrise and the sunset. When was the last time that you stood and looked at the sunrise and you were like, do you see those colors, those vibrant colors? Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to impact. And on that sunset, looking at those colors going, wow, I've never seen an orange and red and purple kind of, you know, put together so vividly. And it kind of draws out on the horizon. And how it glistens against the turning leaves and the color. Thank you. Thank you for my day today. Wasn't a perfect day, but thank you for teaching me today. Be grateful for what happens on a daily basis. Those snuggles with your sweetheart. Do you just assume you're going to get them? Just assume you're going to get that kiss right before he walks out the door? Beware of those assumptions. We're not guaranteed the next moment. You're guaranteed where you stand right now. Be grateful for what happens on a daily basis. Like your giggles of your children or playing ball with your puppy dog. Be grateful. Utilize the art of gratitude. Number two, you want gratitude to saturate and engulf your entire being. You want it to be a part of you from nose to toes is how I like to say it. You have to make a conscious effort to be grateful. Not just because you can when you want to or when it's convenient for you, but in all times, allow gratitude to saturate and engulf your being. Absorb what's happening. When you're at your child's wrestling meet, absorb and understand how grateful for you are for, you know, for that child. Not that you aren't for all your children, but for his talents or her talents. Allow it to actually consume you. Because I got to tell you, a lot of us are surface lovers, are surface gratitude-ers, if that's such a word. If not, I just made it up. But we just let everything kind of go just on the surface. So think about this. You know, when you're watching that movie and it's so intense, whether it's that mystery scientific thing that you're not really sure, and it's got that, you know, storyline that just wraps you up and you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And it's got that great music that pulls you in and sucks you out all at the same time. And you almost feel like your heart's coming out of your body. Or maybe it's a tender story that is really calm and quiet with beautiful music that just, you know, softens the heart. In both of those situations, it's grabbing you. It's gripping you on all sides. You can feel it from your nose to your toes. Your heart sinks when the two people in the movie of the love story, their love doesn't make it anymore. Or when on the scientific part, you know, they figured out the mystery. And yes, and all of a sudden the music goes, boom, and it's loud, and it's like, yes, and they, oh, and you kind of gasp for like, oh my gosh, I need more oxygen. That's allowing it to saturate and engulf your body. But most of us aren't doing that on a daily basis when it comes to gratitude. That last favorite gift that you got, that may have been last year Christmas. Maybe it was two or three Christmases ago. Maybe it was 10 years ago. Maybe it was a gift on your wedding day. But that special gift that you got, and you opened it up, and your remark was, oh, wow, this is awesome. Thank you so much. And that was it. You're done. Nothing else. And then you have those that open up their favorite gift. And it's quiet. And all of a sudden, a tear falls and drops from the eye. And the lips begin to quiver. And the heart begins to beat just a little bit faster. And as the gift recipient, you're like, oh my gosh, this is like the best thing ever. And then the next thing you know, you're jumping up and down, and then you're hugging who's ever in front of you, and then you're hugging somebody else, and you're hugging a stranger. It's like the best thing ever. You've been engulfed. You've been saturated. We tend to live on the surface. Just, oh, thank you. Good day. Instead of pausing for a moment, and understanding and realizing the extent of what someone has given to you of their time doesn't mean it's always a gift. The customer service person behind the counter who's, you know, putting your groceries together. I can remember a specific circumstance where when I go shopping at different areas, this one happened to be at Walmart, and they have these brown bags there. In the frozen section. Most people don't know about these brown bags. They're free, by the way, if you're wondering. And they're on the ends of the aisles. They're not right in front where all the frozen goods are, but they're a little bit heavier. And they help to hold what? The cold in. You can buy those freezer ones. And yes, if you have a 45-minute travel out of town to take something, obviously you would want to get something like that. But if you're just running home over the next 10, 15 minutes, that little brown bag comes in handy. And so I can remember this one day that I took my two brown bags, and it happened to be a day that I was getting a lot of frozen treats for the children for whatever reason. I think maybe it was summertime. And they don't always have these brown bags. And the customer service person behind the desk said, wow, where did you get these? And I told her where I got them. And she says, well, I don't see these at all. And I explained to her. And she very neatly packaged and took time to put all of my frozen items in there, one at a time, folded the top perfectly on both of them, set them in the plastic bag, and then double bagged it because that plastic stuff is getting real, you know, anyway. So she double bagged it for me. And I recycle, by the way, so we're okay. So what does she do? She puts it in my cart. And I looked at her and I said, thank you so much for taking your time to do that. For taking care of my groceries in such a neat way that you did. I said, I really appreciate that. And her eyes lit up. I said, more than just thank you. I told her exactly what it meant to me for her to do what she did. I wasn't allowing her efforts to go unnoticed. It wasn't just going to be a surface level thank you. It was going to be thank you from the bottom of my heart. Because I know she treated it as if they were her own groceries. And she served me that way. Even though there were two people that were behind me in line, she took time for me. You want gratitude to saturate and engulf your being so you can do the same for others. Make a conscious effort to be grateful. Number three, in times of sorrow or disappointment, we never like these times, but it's a part of our life. You have to search for the sprinkles of gratitude. Go on a treasure hunt. Let go of the negative, which is so prominent, it's easily found, and gravitate towards your sprinkles of gratitude. I can remember my father's death. And it was tragic and it was unexpected. And it wasn't easy. And in the midst of having to help my mom put together three different services, that, you know, we had a memorial service and then we had his burial and then we had another service out of town. We had a family service. There were lots of services that we had to prepare over a month and a half time. And in every single time we were doing that, I could have sat there and just kind of wallowed in my sorrow. But I chose to find the sprinkles of gratitude. The sprinkles that my father left behind for me to see. For me to remember how many lives he touched. Whether it was him walking into Hardee's and grabbing his favorite cup of coffee and his little cinnamon buns that they would sell there. But he knew everybody's name and he would make sure he said good morning to all that he knew, and to those that he didn't, he would introduce himself and make sure they felt warm and welcome before he walked out that door. For those times that he ran to get the gallon of milk and his favorite Cheetos. And the sprinkles of gratitude as he spoke to all the men and women in the Gulf War. On Easter, where they dug out their makeshift amphitheater and they built the crosses out of railroad ties. Sprinkles of gratitude. In times of sorrow and disappointment and loss, you have to search for that. You have to find it. It's not going to find you because the negative is going to be there so much easier. If you want to live a fulfilling life with joy, contentment, hope, and love, the art of gratitude has got to be a part of your life too. You must be kind because you can be, not just because you want to be. Gratitude is a way of serving others and lifting them up with your words and your actions. It's a selfless act, one that has been modeled to us day after day for centuries by God himself and by his son, Jesus Christ. We are to carry that art of gratitude here now as we walk on earth. Begin using the art of gratitude and make it a daily practice in your life. And what I mean by a daily practice is you've got to practice it. It can't be a part of you. It just doesn't show up. You have to show up. You have to use the art of gratitude. Stop waiting for everyone else to make the first move. You make it. As William Arthur Ward said, gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. Where's your gratitude today? How can you show it to someone and extend it to them? The art of gratitude is within you. It's time for you to begin to utilize those skills Make them more prominent in your life than the oh, woe's me. Make this your week. This is your challenge this week, is to make the art of gratitude a part of you. Seek it out. So it will in turn seek you out. Give unto others as you would have them give unto you. Serve them selflessly. Honor them. Respect them. Use the art of gratitude. If you're struggling right now and you may need some help, maybe you're not sure where you're going, whether it's in your business life, in your professional life, in a relationship, I am here for you. Click on the link, take aim. Maybe you're struggling with the art of gratitude and you're like, gosh, Christiane, I really have a great life. I'm very happy where I'm at, but I'm not good with this. And I'm tired of shoving the ones that I love in a closet and not telling them how much I love them, how I can express gratitude to them. I was never raised that way. I don't know how to do it. Reach out to me, click on Take Aim, and let's have a chat. It's free. It's my gift to you. The art of gratitude. Let's start utilizing it today. Let us impact the world today with the art of gratitude. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.